United Nations investigators urging a probe of Saudi Arabia's de facto leader in the death of dissident Saudi journalist and U.S. resident Jamal Khashoggi. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our report.
An independent UN human rights official investigating the Khashoggi killing is recommending an investigation into the possible role of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, citing credible evidence. Agnes Callamard has released a 100-page report into the October killing of Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul that lays out dozens of recommendations. One is for UN bodies or Secretary General Antonio Guterres to demand a follow-up criminal probe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Though his lawyers had already quietly done it once, U.S. President Donald Trump clearly wanted a public stage for the announcement of his run for re-election. And so last night's rally in Orlando, Florida, as he told his followers what they most wanted to hear. Mr. Trump also gave the huge crowd something else it wanted, political name-calling. AP correspondent Sagar Magani is at the White House.
The president spent much more time in his kickoff speech last night focused on his 2016 opponent than on any current Democratic challengers.
Crooked Hillary Clinton.
Political analyst Paul Brandis figures it's what Trump backers wanted to hear.
Nobody forgot to tell him that Hillary isn't running in 2020, but nevertheless, that's what the crowd seemed to like.
It was a speech heavy on grievance settling, but light on an agenda. Nevertheless, the Republican Party says supporters really like what they're hearing, reporting the president's campaign raised nearly $25 million in less than a day. Sagar Magani at the White House.
To keep up with all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA mobile app for your listening convenience. This is VOA News from Washington. In his rally address in Orlando last night, most of it apparently off script, President Trump touched on a variety of issues, including trade with China, with a theme of maybe yes, maybe no.
I spoke to President Xi, terrific president, a great leader of China. Spoke to him this morning at length, and we'll see what happens. But we're either going to have a good deal and a fair deal, or we're not going to have a deal at all, and that's okay, too.
The Federal Reserve is meeting at this hour amid expectations it may soon be ready to lower U.S. interest rates, though probably not today. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that report.
The Federal Reserve seems ready to pivot from keeping interest rates steady to holding out the option of cutting rates if the economic expansion appears to need a boost. While some analysts are predicting a rate cut could be announced at the Fed's next meeting next month, others think the policymakers will hold the line, awaiting the outcome of trade talks between President Trump and China's leader. The central bank will be updating its forecast for economic growth, employment, inflation, and interest rates. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The case for reparations makes its way to Capitol Hill today. Reparations for Americans who were victims of America's sad chapter of slavery. Here's AP correspondent Matt Small.
Actor and activist Danny Glover and writer Ta-Nehisi Coates are among the witnesses due to testify before a House panel in support of studying reparations today. The topic has been moving toward the mainstream of the Democratic Party after long being treated as a fringe issue, with several presidential candidates in favor of studying the idea about what the country might owe to the descendants of slaves in the United States. Yet the matter remains far from widely accepted, both among Democrats and the public at large, and it is clear how far the effort will go. Just yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he opposes it. Matt Small, Washington.
Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee appear angry after questioning former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. She was a key witness in the special counsel Russia investigation. A White House lawyer today kept Hicks from answering questions as basic as whether she told the truth to the special counsel, or even where she sat in the White House. The attorney claimed Hicks had a blanket immunity, keeping her from saying anything she did during her time as part of the Trump administration. Said Democratic Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington State, quote, it was a farce. A new round of talks aimed at ending the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan is expected to begin in Qatar in the next few days. The nearly 17-year-long U.S.-Taliban dialogue, rather year-long dialogue, has been under fire for failing so far to put a political solution in place. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.
In broadcast.
It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.